ladies love oatmeal. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
This one is called Looking Fresh. It's Looking Fresh. Is this going to appear on the album as well?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't think it's on the level of the other songs.
Okay.
Not putting any shade on my song. I mean, that was my baby once upon a time. You know, I still love it, but, you know, some bigger things, guys.
We've got one more guest joining us. Her name is Carly.
Ladies love oatmeal. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
It's Miss Kelly.
It's Miss Kelly.
Miss yes. Kelly, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me today.
Cool stuff. Now, before we even go any further, listen, this got my attention. The title of your single is Mr. Mean.
Mr. Mean.
I don't know if I want to hear the story behind it first before I hear the song.
Hear the song first. Not
okay, I think let's hear the song first, yeah. Right, Junior?
Yeah, for
let's
sure,
hear the
man.
Song. This is Mr. Mean, Miss Kelly.
You're my last regret. And it hurts like hell. But I wear it well. I could talk about a million miles an hour, saying nothing. And like a psycho, I fall by the wayside, Mr. Mean. Where you been? What would you say if I asked you to stay? What would you do if I needed you? Would you turn around and call me a fool, Mr. Mean?
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, that wasn't the CD, ladies and gentlemen. It was Miss Kelly singing towards the end there. You've got pipes on you.
Thank
unbelievable
you very much.
Voice.
Thank you.
So is this from an album?
It is going to be from an album.
Okay.
The album is yet to be released.
All right.
But it is the second single off the album.
Tell me who you're working with.
I'm working with a few actually unknown emerging producers.
All right.
Jay Walker, That Kid Gizmo, two of the major producers on the album.
Have you done music prior to this project?
Not professionally. And I've been singing since I was a kid, but nothing that was professional as of maybe 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did you start?
3 years ago, I quit my job. Did this full time.
What were you doing before?
I was in the development sector, so NGO work, saving the world.
Okay.
You know, that good stuff. Yeah.
Well, look at you're still saving the world.
In a way,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
By calling us
nicely.
Mr. Mean. So tell me about Mr. Mean. What's the story behind the
All
title?
All I will say is he broke my heart 3 times.
Bastard.
Damn
Jeez.
Him. Yeah, but he helped me write a good song. So
yeah, of course he
it's
did.
All good.
Has he heard the song?
I don't know.
Let's make sure he hears the song. Do we know where he is?
I do.
Of course you do. Now, what is your music? If somebody were to put you on the spot and say they haven't heard it and they wanted to know what genre it is, what would you say?
I hate that question.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm a creative, so most creatives, we don't like being boxed in any kind of way.
Yeah.
So my music is soulful.
Okay.
But I love playing with different genres in terms of the instrumentals that go with the soulful lyrics and the soulful vocal. So I am going to answer you by not answering you and say my music is just good music.
Okay.
Genreless.
All right. So it's just good music.
Yeah.
Now, where are you in terms of the project itself?
The album is pretty much finished. Third single drops end of this month. I'm independent, so it's a labor of love. You know, it's been a long process, but it's ready now. So I'm excited
about
that.
Are you looking to be signed?
No.
Jeez, that was so quick. Like, yo, give me time, Miss Kelly.
No, I think it's nice to be able to control how things come out, you know,
okay.
And also the sound, because people want you to be genre specific.
Yeah.
And being independent, I'm like, nope. Don't have to be, don't want to be, and that's that.
Sounds like you know what you want out of this project.
definitely, look, music, this industry is not for the faint-hearted in any way. So you have to know what you want and kind of be very steadfast and not take no for an answer. So I think if you waver, you don't get very far.
Have you performed anywhere?
Yeah, I've been performing quite a bit, actually. Lots of festivals. Lots, actually, in Lesotho. That's in Botswana. Done some here as well. So it's just about getting it out there. So a lot of corporates as well, especially this time of year. It's great for corporates.
Yes, corporates,
corporates. Yeah, so wherever they're paying me, I'll be.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Gotta eat.
So how does it work when you're an independent? Mm-hmm. Isn't that too much work on your hands? And doesn't that encroach upon your creativity?
No. I think music fundamentally is a business. So as long as you're business-minded, you can be creative and be business-minded. You know, at the end of the day, you don't have to limit yourself to either or.
Okay.
And I think being creative is fantastic, but without understanding the business of music, you can only get so far.
Who are you listening to at the moment?
Oh, everybody.
Away from yourself.
Everybody. I mean, I'm not limited in terms of what I listen to. So genre-wise, it's anything from pop to rock to soul to hip-hop. Everything, because I draw from different artists as well and different sounds.
Okay.
So, yeah, whatever's relevant now, but also the old stuff as well.
Do you write your own music?
Of course, definitely. Not a question. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Excuse us.
Speaking of which, we're going to do music. Meet Petty Monroe. Petty Monroe, meet Miss Kelly.
Hi.
Everybody, meet Junior.
Hi.
Hi, Junior. We love Junior, don't we? Okay, so now Junior's going to play something. You guys, you come up with the melody.
Mm-hmm.
And we create music.
Let's do it.
Right? Petty? She's always sick. When
no, not always.
When it's time
the
to
lies he tells.
All right, so you decide if you're happy with the keys, with the progression, and we take it from there.
Cool. I am sick. I feel like I want to cough.
Can we go ahead?
Yeah.
Go for gold. Waiting for you. Don't you know things I would do? I would go away for you. Don't you see, don't you see? I'm weak for you, I'm weak for you, I'm weak for you. Hey, hey. Now we were playing ping pong with our eyeballs. No one of us cared to notice each other's flaws. Maybe that was the cause of it all. The rise and the fall, the oohs and the ahs. Once upon my love, he could never get enough. Once upon my touch, he won't wanna rush. He wants to let his needle stroke this vinyl. I don't catch feelings, it gets the messy, Lionel. Sing it for me, Kelly.
Hey, hey.
Nice, man.
That was really cool.
I couldn't agree anymore.
What is this in my eye? Gina, why did you bring this onion here? Wow. Are you classically trained?
How I wish, no.
So that's just a gift?
Yeah, just, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put you on. What did you think of her, Patty?
I think it was amazing.
Thank you.
Really.
If you were to interview Miss Kelly for 30 seconds, what would it sound like?
So where are you actually from? That's what I want to know.
Originally, Lesotho in South Africa, but I was born in Germany.
You were born in Germany. How long were you staying in Germany?
10 years.
Because I hear this accent.
My accent is so 10
years.
Yeah, 10 years. It's a weird accent. It's a mix of the German upbringing. I went to British International School.
Everybody says the accents are weird. It's just because... Yeah.
They're different. It's different, right?
It's
yeah, thank you. Yeah, so that's my story.
30 seconds done.
Okay, I see. Now, you mentioned you're also from Lesotho.
Yes.
You're originally from Lesotho. Mm-hmm. Have you been to Lesotho?
Yeah, numerous times.
How many times?
More than I can count.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Don't
right
do
now.
That. If what are we doing?
There are people from Lesotho. If there are people from Lesotho listening, I need to know, what is it that you have against indicating? They do not. Listen, the first thing, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I was in Lesotho not so long ago, and the first thing I was told was that they do not indicate. And I thought, yeah, well, whatever. And I was driving, by the way. So I drove out of this mall that I was at. Mm-hmm. Listen. It was like it was my birthday. They were surprising me throughout the road. Like I was just be on the road and this guy would just turn to the right and come back. And I thought, like, listen, they do not indicate. They just don't find any point in indicating.
But then there's so few accidents. There's brilliant drivers.
But what? So...
I don't know what to believe now.
Listen.
Come see it for yourself.
So all this while we've been having these accidents because we've been indicating.
All right.
Calm down.
Now we know.
Wow. No, but it's such a cool place though. So
it's a cool place.
So I don't suppose you speak
Soto. My Soto is so bad. I only speak it like at home with my family. People laugh at me when I speak Soto.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I don't
no, don't worry. We're
air.
Not gonna. We're
we
not gonna make you do
no,
it.
Judge so
yeah,
we're not gonna
so
make
much.
You do it. Although it would be nice to just hear a sentence from you.
It would have been nice. Yeah.
It would be
it,
nice.
No, it would have been nice.
No,
not
it
even
would.
Hello,
be
my
nice.
Name is.
No.
Really?
I say it in German.
No, please come on.
No. No. No.
Are you seriously going to do this
I'm
to us?
I'm seriously doing this to you.
All three of
air.
Us.
She's actually
yes.
German, guys, man.
Thank you. She's
tell actually
them,
German.
Them,
she was born in Germany. Did you not hear my interview? Like, hello?
You know?
All right. Now, is there anyone you wish to work with?
Lady right across from me would be pretty
nice.
Nice.
So
am,
it's written
am,
in
am
the stars.
I'm floored by your skills.
Thank you, my
yeah. So there we go. That's my answer.
So it's done. So is this going to happen?
I think it needs to happen.
Okay, can I watch?
We already announced it in the atmosphere.
There you go.
You know
so
what
now
I mean?
Has to happen.
That's
you know?
All
okay,
you need.
So are you guys gonna come back and share the music with the rest of the listeners?
Of course
listeners?
We will.
We'll share it with the world.
Thank you very
we
much.
We make music to heal the world.
Amen.
Correct?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you up to this weekend? Where are you performing this weekend?
I'm not performing. I'm in studio this weekend, actually.
Oh, yeah, in the studio.
Yeah, various nice. Projects.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Now, throughout the album... tell me about the theme of the album. Is there a specific theme you're going with?
I think like most singers, soul singers, it's love. It's love, lost, and it's a very female-focused album, so it's about women's experiences. I want women to feel like they have a voice, you know? It's important that we speak our minds and we are vulnerable, but we are still strong.
I'd
what is a
that.
Woman's experience?
I'd buy that.
This goes
yeah,
to the both
you.
Of
sometimes
you.
Sometimes I'm just in that mood, you know, and
that's
I just want to just be like...
Got a glass of wine.
Leave this
chilling.
Trap alone.
No.
There you go. Can't deal with this trap.
Guys, come back. What is a woman's experience?
Look, I can't speak for all women, but I think it's fundamentally just about not being afraid to be vulnerable and
okay.
recognizing that there's actually power in vulnerability.
Okay.
People often think to cry or to be hurt is weakness, but I think it's strength.
Heavy days. That's a nice perspective, no?
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
amen
I missed the entire thing. What was the perspective?
Oh, really?
Oh,
no, but I seriously missed it.
Are you serious?
I honestly,
yeah,
I did. I honestly, I would
okay,
love
I'm
to hear it.
There's power in vulnerability.
Thank you. There you go.
It was like
that's
an indicator
line.
In Lesotho.
That's
I just
liner.
Missed it.
Oh, jokes.
Just
yes.
full of them, aren't you, today?
Okay, now, listen, it's been great hanging out with you. We would love to have you come back here and do an entire hour, one
yes.
hour special.
Just say
because
when.
I think you're that special. Like,
you
sound that good.
Oh,
you sound that good. And I think good music deserves to be heard and it needs an audience
wow.
out there. Paddy, the same thing applies to you. When the album is ready, can you come and do an 1 hour special?
Definitely.
Can you come back and do a 1 hour special, Paddy? Honestly, he's not paying attention out there. Okay, we're trying to appeal to someone outside. But anyway, guys, it's been great hanging out with you.
Thank you for having us.
I know Gina would love to sit here and just have you guys like
oh, my
continue.
Gina's awesome.
He's
awesome,
isn't
like,
he?
I'm just loving what he does. Like,
yeah,
good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not
yeah.
as awesome as you, though.
All right.
Oh, love wow. you right now.
Oh, jeez.
Can I watch?
listen to you.
All right, Patty, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So we're looking forward to the new single. When does it drop? Do we have a date?
Guys, just follow me. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Miss Patty Monroe, and join me on this journey.
Okay.
And then you will be updated on everything. As soon as I know, you know.
All right.
I love that.
All right, and are you working on anything that you'll be, videos that you would like to share with
us? End of the month, you're going to have a new single and a video.
Is any of this music available for download?
Misdemeanor is on iTunes, Amazon, all the good places. So with Stories to Tell, another single of mine. And just, yeah, keep your eye on my social media handle, which is Miss Kelly.
Okay.
That's M-S-K-E-L-L-E.
Miss Kelly.
No Y.
Say that again, please.
M-S-K-E-L-L-E.
You heard, guys? You heard that?
Yeah. All right, cool stuff. So, ladies and gentlemen, they're out of here, but we're playing out with Stories to Tell from Miss Kelly. We've got two more guests joining us in the studio. Do not go anywhere.
Come on, boys. Let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a Pillow Central. Radio has never been
We continue with the show. Praise is in the building, all the way from West Africa. This song is called If I Fall. Listen, I took the time to listen to his project.
Man.
On my way here, the groove is unbelievable.
Hot,
I enjoyed it very much, bruh.
Hot joint. Yeah.
Welcome.
Nice one.
Welcome. This is not your first time in South Africa, is it?
Strangely, South Africa is like my second home. Like,
so you're always here.
I'm always in South Africa. Like all my videos, or I would say 90% of my videos,
they're shot here.
Yeah, shot here.
And I understand you're also shooting a video.
Yeah,
sometime
I'm shooting
this weekend.
Yeah. Okay. I recorded a new track with Cuba.
Okay.
And I decided to just shoot the video.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, what we do here, before we even get into your life and all that, we like to sing. We like to make music, create music, and sing. So, Junior.
Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. Beyond my imagination, my heart has drifted to you. Even though we might be strangers, but I can feel that we can be lovers. I surrender to you, your charm. Girl, I'm running to you. With me, you can be wrong. Oh, yeah. I'm wondering what else to say. I want you to tell me.
what do I do? If I fall in love with you, will you fall in love with me? I want you to tell me, what do I do? Love. I know you've been hurt time after time. Tomorrow, my heart opened the door, yeah. I'm running to you. I love you. I need you. Make my dreams come true.
Skill, bruh.
Thanks.
That is skill. That is absolute skill. If you just joined us, Praise is in the building and he just did a live performance for us. Now, shortly we'll be joined by East African songstress Victoria Kimani, whom the minute I posted on my timeline that she will be here, my timeline just went berserk. Like, they just lost it. So, yeah. So I suppose we're in for a treat when it comes to you. How you doing? Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
You well?
I'm good. How are you?
I had practiced my Swahili. Mambo VP. Now I've got stuff mixed. I've got stuff.
Poa.
I've got my stuff mixed up now. Listen, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How long are you in town for?
My whole entire trip will be like 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks.
Let me tell you the funny story about Victoria Kimani and her team.
Oh, Lord.
Yesterday, I was supposed to quickly meet them somewhere, and apparently they were lost. So today,
all the rules look alike.
And then earlier on, your management, they sent me a message. They said they are lost. I'm like, these people.
Everybody was lost. Did you get lost trying to find me?
Yesterday, I actually did.
Do you see?
Yes.
Those
and I gave up,
man.
And I went home. But listen, we're glad you're here. We're happy to hear to have you here in the studio.
Thank you.
Are you ready to make music with us?
Sure.
Perfect stuff. Listen, let's. Duncan, where's Duncan? I need music here. Okay. All right. Now, Junior, this is what Junior does.
Okay.
Junior, he plays keys.
Wonderful.
And you just start singing.
Okay.
We've already heard from Praise, so we'd love to hear from you before we do something together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Something together, like the three of us
together.
Yeah,
listen. We're going to collaborate smack in the studio today.
Oh, my God.
By the way, everything will be available as a podcast on the other side of 4 p.m. So you'll be able to download everything you heard here on the show.
Wow. No
so
pressure.
So are we ready?
I think I can do something.
Okay, let's just take a little breather. When we come back, we're doing this performance.
Let's do this.
Ladies love, O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. All right.
About you and me, they should know by now that it's jealousy. They don't know about this here.
Nice. Was that the John B reference?
Yeah, at the
nice.
End. That was actually
nice.
That was actually my girl Emma Naira and Cynthia Morgan featuring with me there on the song called Vex.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got keys in the background.
Okay. Let's see
Praise.
If we can like reenact.
Are you gonna
that.
Join us?
Uh oh.
I mean, after you.
Okay. Maybe I can start Vex and then. It's so funny you brought us here together because me and him have a song that we have never released. So,
so you're gonna do that for us?
Maybe we could just, I don't know. It's up to him, it's his song.
I mean, we could try.
Alright. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Alright.
You already won my heart desire. You already won the soul of mine. Always say yes, never decline. There is no flame without your fire.
I think I need to catch this beat, you know. You know what? Let's do our thing, Praise. Let's do our thing.
Can we drop the key?
Yeah, let's drop the key.
Let's drop the key.
Ooh.
Like you like the other key.
You got me.
You got me thinking.
Yeah,
is this good enough?
It's cool. If it's cool for you, I'll find it. I'll find where I need to.
You want me to play?
You know what?
Yeah. Hop on, man.
Oh, see, he's stunning on everybody. He's about to play and sing at the same time.
All right, so Praise is actually gonna jump on keys now.
Yeah.
Gina is making way. So yeah, it's about to get nasty in here. By that, I don't mean you should take off your top, Gina, please. I'm begging you. All right, so this is Praise Now on Beats.
Transpose, okay. You got me thinking. Right. Is that key good for you?
Yeah, it's cool,
You got me thinking. Every time I run, I can't remember the lyrics. Yeah.
Okay,
make
you know
them
what?
Up as you
play.
Along.
Let me sing my verse.
Okay.
Then maybe it'll catch on to it. All right.
Oh yeah. You got me tripping, dreaming of the day when you're in my arms again. You got me feeling so special, baby. And when you're not around, you got me.
I don't know the words either, but let's just ad lib.
And I can't let go of you. Yeah. I can't get my mind off you. Yeah. It's so unpredictable. My feelings inside are true for you, for you, for you. Till you will give me life. Oh, your love I can't deny. Let's go.
Oh, I ain't trying to vex for nobody. No, all I wanna do is lay with you. Hey, yeah, yeah. I ain't tryna vex for nobody.
Nobody, yeah, yeah.
Everybody knows I'm the one for you.
I'm the one for you, girl.
Oh my god, this freestyle thing is me.
The first time I saw you, girl, can't say what it was, but I can't. Absent feelings.
You know what?
That's what happens when you don't freestyle, but you write.
This, yeah, because we write too many songs, so we forget. That's horrible.
It's crazy.
Look, that's fine. It's okay. Listen, I've had so many artists here come in here. Freestyling isn't for everybody.
Yo,
bro, you know what, I go on interviews and they say, bro, can you just do a freestyle for us? And I say, please, to be honest, I don't know how to freestyle. Yeah. I'm open like that.
Look, it's a skill. Word. I mean,
it really is.
I think one of the videos that we did recently that went viral was we had Casper Nieves, who's like the number one selling hip hop artist here.
Yeah.
And he had such issues with freestyling. It was so bad.
It's hard.
It was so bad.
But this is a good challenge though. I think we should just try. Yeah. I think we should really try to freestyle now.
Like, no, by the time, believe me, by the time we're done here, you guys would have done it.
You're supposed to be like,
all right, so it's not even up to me now because Praise is on key, so you'll have to sing.
Let's do this.
You have no choice.
Let's just keep
in studio. Right now, if you're listening, we're still hanging out with Praise, and we also have the lovely Victoria Kimani, and we're just jamming in the studio.
We can cuss, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Anything you've ever wanted to say.
Say it now.
Yeah. Wow. No, she seems to be more excited about cussing than singing.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. I gave you everything, baby. But you just threw it all away. Oh, baby, baby, you ain't shit. Nobody you hang out with is shit either. I was the best thing to happen to you. Oh, baby, baby, you ain't shit.
Hey.
You ain't shit.
I'm just playing. I'm sorry, babe. I didn't mean it.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. Your turn.
Okay, fine. Let me make it easy for the both of you. So the hook is you ain't shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the hook is you ain't shit, and you were talking to him.
Yeah.
So you're having a fight. It's a couple, and you're having a fight.
Yeah.
So you have to say something to him, and he has to retaliate.
Okay.
All right. So you ain't shit is the keyword that we're working with.
Let's do that.
I'm going to be the good guy here. Let's go. Okay. Oh, do you want me to talk to you? Then you reply. Tell me. You could push.
No, but as long as it's you ain't shit.
Okay, I ain't shit.
As long as you get back to you ain't shit. Now, let's have a fight. Let's do this.
I'm a good guy.
She needs a man who calls her sweet names. She needs a man my side of ways. Through the sun and the rain, her remains. But you ain't shit.
You see, all that shit you're saying about the sun and the moon, it don't mean nothing to me. Cause baby, even your ex-girlfriend know that you ain't shit. Everybody I know that talked to you before, they know that you ain't shit. Even your mama know.
That's fucked up. Oh my god, that is so messed up.
Oh no, you ain't shit. Selling me all kind of false dreams, talking about the sun and the moon. Oh, you ain't.
You need a man who's bold and strong, like a knight on guard. He will always stay young. Show the way where there's no place to turn, but you ain't shit. So you ain't shit.
Uh oh.
You ain't shit. Baby, you ain't shit. Cause you ain't shit. Shit.
Jerry.
You see how he ended that? And then, you know, it's very inconvenient because he was the guy with the keys. You cheated. Did y'all have a meeting before I got in here?
I mean, it's cheat mode.
So we're coming back shortly.
Yeah,
Ladies love. Oh,
Yeah, baby.
All right. Good morning, Goldman.
iStore employs real people who love Apple products and sell Apple products. Like the Apple iPhone 6 and the Apple iPhone 6 Plus. So if you're looking to upgrade and going somewhere that doesn't specialize in Apple seems silly, it's because it is. Especially since you can take out or upgrade any contract on any network at iStore, even if you took it out somewhere else. iStore. Why would you go anywhere else? Visit myistore.co.za for more info. T's and C's apply.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a Pillowcast Central. Radio has never been faced.
Radio has never been
faced. A Pillowcast Central. Double O-C, double O-C. A Pillowcast Central. Radio has never been faced.
Radio has never been
faced. A Pillowcast Central. Double O-C, double O-C.
All right, so we're back, and I'm still hanging out with Victoria Kimani, and we also have Praise. They just tore each other up.
Yep.
Live in the studio.
Live on the air.
By the way, as I always say, it will be available as a podcast on the outside of 4 p.m. That's about 30 minutes after 4 p.m. You'll be able to download it, and yeah, you'll see the fight for yourself.
Oh, boy.
Now, let's quickly catch up with you, Victoria Kimani. For the benefit of those who have no idea who are you, and where do you come from?
Okay, I'm obviously a singer, songwriter, from Kenya, originally, and I was born in Los Angeles, California, hence the American accent.
Oh, you have an American accent?
Yeah,
I haven't picked it up yet,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, my parents went to school in the States very young, and
okay.
Then they decided to give birth to me there. And yeah, I'm signed to a record label, which is based in Lagos, Nigeria. It's called Chocolate City.
Okay.
And yeah, I make music.
Where are you based, though?
I'm based between Lagos and Nairobi, Kenya.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's that working? The traveling?
It's interesting, man, especially because like both demographics are so different. Like Kenya,
yeah.
East Africa really is like totally different than the West, you know. So it's been an interesting journey, but I've always said I wanted to be this Pan-Africa artist that can perform anywhere in the continent. So yeah, I guess this is just an extension of what I'm trying to do in Africa and as a whole.
What are you doing in South Africa right now?
I'm shooting some music videos. I've also got a performance coming up on the 24th,
okay.
The AMC concert, with a huge lineup of other African artists, which is going to be really cool. And I'm doing a lot of collaborations. I'm in the studio. I'm recording material for my album. And lots of press runs. Coming here, talking to people, soaking in the energy, man. I'm really learning
yeah.
a lot. There's so many things I didn't know about South African music and the history. So just soaking it all in.
And how about that? Like Africa right now has, just music in general has become this melting pot.
Yeah.
And we're seeing the West taking an interest in Africa. What do you guys make of that?
Trust me, like I always tell people, I'm proud to be African.
Yep.
Me too.
More like, okay, well, I'm proud to be Nigerian. I'm proud to be African. And if you look at the music scene worldwide, I mean, you just see that people from the Western world are actually really interested and excited about African music. And I mean, we're putting ourselves on the map, on the global music map. And yeah, it's been good. Trust me, it's been good.
Yeah. Now, do you think we're going to get to a point where Africans make as much money as the guys in the West?
Wait, hold up. I think some Africans already make way more than American
yeah,
artists. People
true,
don't know
true,
that.
Yeah, that's true.
Way more. And tax-free.
I know, right?
That, but, like, yeah, like, way more, bro. Let's start there.
So what would it take then for that to be spread evenly? Because the playing field right now is a bit uneven.
Yeah.
Okay.
What would it take for us to then cross that, to beat the threshold and just cross over?
Answer.
do you mean as far as our music
Look,
being
we're seeing,
played overseas, like globally?
Yeah.
I think one thing it has to take is Africans everywhere supporting each other. There's like how many millions of Africans that live in America. If they go to their local radio stations and say, hey, we want our African content on the radio, it could help us cross over. But also collaborations. I think another thing is, you know, especially artists like Praise that can jump on any kind of record.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, he's a total international artist. I think us being able to diversify our sound and make music that can cross over as well, which we're already on the brink of doing that now. And also stepping outside of our comfort zones, leaving our hometowns and trying something new. Definitely. Going over and doing, you know.
Speaking of that, let's just talk about collaborations. I think it's in theory it's nice. I talk to a lot of artists and they talk about how they wish to collaborate with others, but it seems the mechanics of that happening, it just never works out. A lot of the times it's ego and whatnot. What happens after you leave the studio when you've decided you're going to collaborate with others? And then when you get out there and some people are frustrated, they feel like other artists are sidelining them. Mm-hmm. What's happening? What's the reality on the ground out there?
Well, I'll talk from personal experience.
Yeah.
It's usually best to have a personal relationship with an artist, in as much as it's business, but it's very important to have a personal relationship with whoever you want to do a collaboration with, because it goes a long way in helping you as an artist and as a person. And like, for example, I would use Breezy, Chris Brown, and Wizkid. They have a personal relationship, so they can easily just decide to just record different tracks, six tracks, without any rift. So I mean, it's very important to just have a personal relationship, in as much as sometimes or most times ego comes into play, because I mean, some party might feel like they're the superior
party. Yeah, we've seen that.
I mean, happening. It just depends on how you position yourself, basically.
Okay, all right.
I think for myself, I mean, obviously, we've all gone through those things. Like, as artists, we all started from somewhere, and there's going to be those guys that, like you said, feel like they're better than you or whatever, so you're kind of unapproachable. So, just like you said, man, you do need to have a personal relationship, and also, I don't really want to work with anybody who doesn't want to work with me or who doesn't respect me, because, like, if you don't, then why am I calling you anyway? Because I have a fan base, too. It could be three people, but that's three people, you know, that are maybe not necessarily your fans. So what I'm saying is that as long as there's like a respect medium there, you know, but I for one, as an artist, I don't look at it like a superior or inferior thing. I think if the music is really good and I really, really like the song, and if we can make it happen, then I'm the type of person to just jump into it and just do it.
Okay. All right. In the interest of time, I'd like us to just delve into your performance.
Okay.
This time around, I'm going to decide what the theme is.
Okay.
It's Africa.
Okay.
Let's do something Africa, Afrocentric.
Okay.
Junior, can you play some keys there that are Afro? If that makes any sense.
I was going to say, no,
that's fine.
That is not African, bro. That is a Lion King.
And then,
don't do that.
Yeah, you guys, you determine the direction of what we're going to do next. So, yeah.
You do the melody. Forgive us in advance, people.
We're not.
They will be horrible for the next 5 minutes.
Forgive us in advance.
Will be absolutely horrible. So, forgive them.
So, Africans. What is this? This is the African circus.
Okay, so
can you
sing.
Can you just give us a beat?
You sing and he follows. You sing and he follows.
You sing. Scotty, I'm a gentleman. Ladies first.
Don't make me sing one of your songs,
Prince. No, this is not one of those times.
Body banging.
Ladies first.
See, the na-na-na-na. See. Why don't we just drop the keys all together and just... You freestyle one of your Naija songs and I'll do some ad-libs.
Okay, that's
Let's
cool.
just keep it like that.
That's cool. Okay. That's cool. The lady has spoken.
Okay.
But that means...
Keys go. Okay.
Keys gotta go.
Guys, don't make me give you a topic, because if I give you a topic to sing about, then he will have to play what I want, and then
just,
you guys will have to.
Just,
you don't want that.
I respect myself.
Yes.
You don't want that.
Oh, girl, make it come now.
I am the man now. Make you know from Nicki Minaj now, shawty. Cause your body banging, no. Sisi, oh, sisi, oh, sisi. Your body calling, no. Sisi, oh, sisi, oh, sisi. She said she wanna be my lover. She no one cast, so we do him undercover. When I give her to other, she keeps coming for more, coming for more. She said she wanna be my lover. She no one cast, so we do him undercover. When I give her to a harder, she keeps coming for more, coming for more.
Kimani killing show.
Immediately.
Kimani's got to show.
Immediately.
Kimani want to go.
Immediately.
And he want to follow go.
Immediately.
Yeah, at the killing show.
Immediately.
At the scatter show.
Immediately.
Now me be the cocoa. Sweetie chocolate. They want to mess something. Riggy, riggy, jump, jump something. Boy, we put him on a long thing. It's a real bad girl something. And ooh, baby, I get lost when I'm with you. And ooh, baby, yeah, I get lost when I'm with you. Yeah, but Kimani killing show.
Immediately.
Kimani's got to show.
Immediately.
Kimani want to go.
Immediately.
And praise want to follow go.
Immediately.
Yeah, at the killing show.
Immediately.
At the scatter show.
Immediately.
Now me be the cocoa.
Immediately.
Sweetie chocolate.
If I tell you, say you be the only one for me. Say you go believe me. Yeah. If I tell you, say you'll be the only one for me. If I tell you, say there is no other one, no, nah, nah. If I tell you, say all them skele me no they see. Oh, nah, nah. Oh, nah, nah. If I tell you, say I go marry you come tomorrow. If I tell you, say I go take away all your sorrow. I wish them know what thing you mean to me, them no, no. Oh, na-na, oh, na-na. All of the mercy, mercy they kill me. All of the mercy, what did they do me? All of the mercy, mercy they kill me. All of the mercy, mercy they kill me.
Mercy, mercy, mercy. Nope, no words.
Alright, sadly we're out of time. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Victoria Kimani and Praise blessing us with the freestyle or two. Well, Gina finally came through. What did you guys think of the keys? They were nice, weren't they?
It was good, you know. Yeah, he came through. He gave us a little.
So shout out to
Afro
you.
Caribbean.
Okay, so what are you guys up to this weekend? We're out of time.
Ooh, this weekend. Oh, I'm shooting another video on Sunday, and I'm getting ready for the AMC concert, which is next week on Saturday, the 24th.
All right, so we'll catch you on social media.
Yes, sir.
All right, Praise.
Well, tonight, turning up at Club Harem. Tonight, I'm being hosted there. And, okay. I mean, it's going to be shut down.
Oh,
just,
boy.
You know how it is.
It's going to be one of those nights.
I fear. And I'm shooting a video.
I don't fear.
Bro, you need to show up, bro.
Yeah. I got you.
Don't, bro.
Your lady at home listening to you, like, you ain't going nowhere tonight.
I got you. Listen, I was supposed to go to Cape Town. I just canceled.
Tonight.
I'm coming.
Bro, let's turn it
down.
So I just canceled.
It's not important.
I'm sorry, Cape Town. Guys, we're out of here. Junior, big up yourself. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
So remember, everything will be available as a podcast in 30 minutes. Download it and catch every single action or piece of the action that happened here today. Junior.
Yeah, man.
If you're gonna have sex this weekend, make sure it's with a human being.
What? Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Double OC, 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 double OC,
baby.